Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Hey, try it this way. Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on The Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. If you're not, look at, real simple, it's really simple. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem, right? You agree with that? You can't just sit on the couch, be quiet, keep your head down, hope that they don't come and get you. I'm not joking, I'm serious. Right? You want to be informed. You want to be well informed and well engaged. Seriously. All right. 855-REAL-JOE. Like I said, send me an email. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Kimberly Marin's going to join me after the first break, and I'm sure she's all wound up. But look at. It's almost like the mainstream media loves to put their own head in the noose, right? With all the stuff that they're talking about and the lies that they're telling on a regular basis. Look at today. 60 Minutes had to doctor up a video to get the story out that they were trying to get out. Right? They were trying to paint Ron DeSantis as being a governor of corruption. And how he gave the contract to this company that probably would have put big bucks in his pocket. And yet, not a word. Not one single solitary word about Cuomo. That would be too hard. That's not true. Wouldn't be too hard. It would make them have to be too honest. Can't have that. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. If you got something to say, 855-732-5563. You know, I got to give the Washington Post, their fact checkers are going after Joe Biden. Maybe because he said something bad about them. He didn't agree with them on something. It was great. But basically, it's a bottomless Pinocchio, and the fact check calls out the recidivist for repeating false claims. He won't stop. Because they really do believe, if they say it enough times, you'll believe them. And if you don't think, if you're a Democrat, you don't think your people are playing you, you're not awake. You're still in a coma. This is a dream. You took the wrong color pill. Washington Post has labeled President Biden as a recidivist after he continues to repeat a trio of false claims. Right? It's still relatively early in the Biden presidency. God, the tongue and the lip ain't working. So patterns are hard to discern, Post fact checker Glenn Kessler wrote. No, they're not. He's been doing this for decades. This is nothing new. You're just finally catching up. You finally had it. Boy, there's something. Topping the list of whoppers of Biden's claim that a number of Americans who have perished in a pandemic, now think about this, when you think really hard, has exceeded the number of people killed in World War I, World War II, and the Vietnam War combined. More than 500,000 people have officially died due to COVID-19. But the number is nowhere near the total of those three. And yet, CNN, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all of them, they give him a walk. They give him a pass. I mean, if President Trump was off by four, not 400,000, not 4,000, four people, they would have called him a liar. And you know that's true. The number of servicemen who were killed is about $580,000, and combat deaths total more than $390,000, making his claim even more ridiculous. Now he's including the deaths of almost 3,000 that occurred on 9/11. Right? Was that a war? And Joe, who were they killed by? I'm asking for a friend. Number two on the list concerns former President Trump's tax legislation that he signed in 2017. Over and over, Biden has claimed that 83% of the funding connected to that bill would go to the top 1%. In reality, according to Tax Policy Center, over 80% of taxpayers were recipients of the tax cut in 2018. The top 1% received only 20%. Now, the article calls it a falsehood. It's not. It's a lie. Joey B. is lying. He's been doing it for years. He's not going to stop for us. He's not going to stop for you. He's not going to stop, period. It's the only way he knows how to speak. And the people around him are just as dishonest, and they don't say anything. According to the Washington Post, Biden's biggest lie in his claim that the voting law in Georgia would end up voting hours at 5 p.m. Actually, polling places have the option to stay open until 7. There are more days that have been added, which I think is wrong. That's just me. The legislation also established a new day for early voting on Saturday, as well as two more days of voting to take place on Sundays. If you go to church, you go to vote. He just won't stop lying. And I do not believe for a second that the people feeding him the information, he knows what it is. He's done it before. This is nothing new for him. Even White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki seems to either be hedging on the fact or she's just confused. No, she's confused. Oh, God. She's confused. She should have gone, why did I take this job? Oh, my God. I figured they'd be happy to have Biden. They'd let us walk. They'd leave us alone. Yeah, no. What I'm worried about is how un-American this whole initiative is. It's sick. It's sick, I tell you. This is a lot of fun. I'm gonna rattle Kimberly with this on the other side of the break. Joe Pizzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We are back. You're listening to a... You listen to Real Life on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting me, part of the conversation, part of the solution. I've got windows popping up all over the place. It happens all the time. But let me bring her on with me. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week, the kickoff the week, the kickoff things. And for me to help get her blood, I'm trying to get her heart rate up. You know, I want her to be healthy. How are you doing, Kimberly?
Kimberly. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. And a weird way to do it, but hey, it works. You can't tell me when you get off the show, you're sitting there, your heart's pounding in your chest. You're going, what the heck? Right?
It depends.
Well, tonight, I think we're going to take all 3 hours, and we're going to do, you know, Joe Biden's lies. There are so many of them.
You need more time.
Yeah, but I mean, these are things that people can, well, I almost said something stupid. I was going to say, these are things that people can easily check, but nobody ever checks this stuff. You know,
no.
Especially when Joey B is speaking. But, you know, again, you heard him. You heard all the stuff he came out with. And he said that there were more people that died because of COVID, because of Trump, basically, than died in World War I, World War II. And this guy's just a moron. And the Vietnam War.
Someone told him that. Like, he never just answers. He reads off of a script. Someone is writing these lies for him.
Some 17-year-old that thinks they know what they're talking about, you think?
Some moron progressive. Because that's all he has in his administration is extreme leftists who all they do is lie.
Yeah, they're
so someone's writing this crap for him, and he doesn't even know where he is on a daily basis. You think he knows what he's saying?
You shouldn't be making fun of the mentally ill. Seriously, I'm just trying to be nice.
Hey, you know what? I wouldn't if he wasn't president.
God. Yeah, it's again. I said, hey, did you see Jill with her fishnet stockings? So presidential. Leather skirt and fishnet stockings. I'm going, wow. Getting off of Air Force One with all those men.
She looked like a
mm-hmm.
elderly woman trying to relive her youth. okay. She looked like white trash. Well, she is white trash, but whatever. That's what she looked
like. She's like 20 years younger than him to begin with, right? Isn't she 15 years or something? She was a baby.
Wasn't she cheating on her husband with him? I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We have such a hoary White House now.
We have all kinds of, there's all kinds of gray clouds around that relationship. People, you should do your own, just do your own, look things up and your own little investigation. I think you're going to be really shocked at that. So, also, the narrative that they're running around talking about how Georgia's now going to make it harder for people to vote. You're going to have less time to vote. They can't even bring you water. I'm going, oh, wow, you guys are good. They've got to the point now where they just put it out there. Bold-faced lies, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm used to the Democrats lying all the time. That's all they do. If they tell the truth, they would never be elected again. Ever. If people were smart. Which, half of society, probably not so much. But that's why Democrats lie all the time. They not only lie about their own policies, but they lie about the Republicans. And that's exactly what they did in Georgia. And frankly, I expect Democrats to lie, but I was kind of surprised that the morons at the MLB went with it and other big companies are like going with the lie. They look like morons. They look like fools. You got sucked into this lie, making decisions that actually hurt people, and you're a chump because it was a lie. From the top down, it was a bold-faced lie. All these idiots had to do was read the bill. And I'm sorry, state legislation is super simple to understand.
Right. No, I agree with you. Nobody screaming against it has actually read it. And it's obvious by the comments they're making, or they're honestly dishonest. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just amazing to me. And it's not to stop. You know that as well as I do.
Of course it's not.
No. No. They want the narrative. They want it to go down this way. They want people not to trust us. And they just have to keep putting it out there. And it'll keep going that way. But I don't know.
You said it just a few minutes ago. Repeat the lie often enough and people believe it. That is 100% true.
How many times have you heard somebody say, I've been hearing this story about so-and-so. And it really sounds right. What about little Biden? What's it? The one that was in Hyde?
Hunter?
Yeah. It could have been my laptop. Might have been. You never know. Somebody could have stole it. And it's like, oh, shut up now. Stop. Just stop.
He's a train wreck. The whole Biden family is a freaking complete train wreck. These people will just lie. Lie some more, lie again. They cannot tell the truth. If they tell the truth, they will implicate themselves.
Yep.
And the falses that they've been saying, or some kind of crime in a lot of cases, or they will let people know what's really going on with their ideology or what they're saying. So they can't. Democrats have been lying for since God knows when. For how long? I have no idea. Since I've been involved in politics, I called them out on their lies from day one. So they've been lying at least for that long. I'm sure long before then as well. But they have gotten way worse.
I agree.
Way worse than they ever were before.
They're more in your face now. It's like they don't even try to hide it because they don't need to. Think about it. People buying
they will.
They're not calling them out, so, you know.
They will have something in their hand. They will have, for an example, they will have a stick in their hand, right, standing in front of you. And they will lie to you and say it's not a stick.
Yep.
That's exactly it. They lie to your face. And even when you have the truth right in front of you, and they have the truth right in front of them, they will lie to your face.
They don't care. They don't.
And that's every level of the Democratic Party, every level of government. I have seen it with my own eyes. They lie to our faces and expect us to just go along like little sheeple and believe everything these people say.
Well, think about they said that thing about Hunter Biden's laptop was a Russian conspiracy, it was a this conspiracy, it was a that. Now he comes out and admits to it. We've got to go for a quick break. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. All right.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says the UK variant of the coronavirus is now in all 50 states. New data from the agency shows more than 15,000 cases of the highly transmissible variant in the U.S., with cases reported in all 50 states. Florida has more than 3,000 cases of the strain, with Michigan recording the second most, with more than 1,500 cases in the middle of a surge of new infections in that state. The rise in cases in some areas of the U.S. is coming as vaccination efforts are also increasing. The CDC says more than 167 million doses of COVID vaccine have been administered, and for the third straight day, the seven-day average is over 3 million doses per day. Nearly a third of Americans have now received at least one dose of COVID vaccine, with more than 62 million people now fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-55. Listen, I watched the story of the Rat Pack over the weekend. That was quite interesting to see how where they all came from and how it all came to be. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, to help us get the week rolling. Hopefully, trying to get her heart kick started so she doesn't have to do the, do any running or anything like that. So, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
You going to watch baseball anymore or what?
I haven't watched baseball in a while. I used to like the Red Sox-Yankees games, but that was about it.
Yeah.
Well. I mean, aside from soccer, baseball is probably the most boring sport. No, golf. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
No offense to anybody who watches these things, but I like action sports.
How about ping pong? Golf.
That's more action than freaking golf or baseball half the time. Speaking of baseball.
Uh-oh.
Did you see that Marco Rubio asked the MLB commissioner, Rob Manfred, if he was going to drop his Augusta Golf Club membership, too?
No, I didn't see. That's great. I like it. You know, we have to start calling them out for this stuff. We have to start calling them up about their hypocrisy. Seriously.
Yep.
You know, and listen, ours, too. I've got friends that are living
in
conservatives that have, season tickets to baseball or basketball or football. Drop them. Give them up and drop them. You know? What is it? MLB now, basketball, football, NASCAR? Right?
Yeah, even NASCAR went there. That was really unfortunate for people who watch NASCAR.
Yeah. So,
they clearly weren't playing to a real their actual audience.
No. Well, have they lost that? Do they even know who their actual audience is anymore? I mean, no joke. I mean, these people get so far above the how they get started, about their roots, and they forget.
That's what your PR team's made for, though. If your PR team is that out of touch, fire them.
That's right. I agree. So you heard the CBS lies about DeSantos, whatever his name is, out of Florida.
Oh, and, I heard about that 60 Minutes, yeah.
Oh, you got to see the video. I mean, you can even tell. His mouth isn't even moving in line with the words. He's a poor job.
I did not watch the video.
So anyway, at least the one I saw, the video was off. But not even that. It's very obvious that it's an argument. If they didn't play the whole thing, because there's a lot more to it than what they showed, and they could have played more of it. But, you know, the disingenuous part for me is, all right, so DeSantis can hold his own. I'm not really that concerned about him. Not a word about Cuomo.
Really?
I mean, think about it.
Shocker.
Not a word about Cuomo.
Wow.
It shows you how dishonest they actually are, doesn't it? For real.
Gotta be honest with you. I don't know why anyone watches the main corporate media anymore. I just don't know why they do.
Yeah.
Other than to see this kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And to call them out.
Nope, I agree. Boy, I was telling you during the break that I was watching this alert from Fox 8 News on a robbery suspect. And, you know, the guy's name is Steve Stevens. Okay, sure. 6'1", 233 pounds, bald with a full beard, wearing dark blue and gray or black striped polo shirt, and he happens to be a dark white skin.
I just don't even know what that is.
He's a black man. Okay? I mean, so I get the, I'm looking at this thing going, what is this? Did I miss the class? On now color variations, what happened?
They're just making stuff up now.
I know. No kidding.
Which is what they often do.
Yeah. No, it's perfect.
I mean, the media makes up a lot of stuff.
Yep. No, it is perfect. It's exactly the way they operate. Right? And no apologies. They won't even when it goes in a different direction. There'll be no apologies.
Well, so notice, anytime there is like a really hard crime or a mass shooting, everybody's running around blaming white people,
yep.
Or white men, I should say, not people, white men. And then when they come, it's discovered it was possibly a black man or someone who wasn't white, it goes away, disappears.
Oh, God bless. I love this stuff. It's right in your face. It like hits you. Like a ton of bricks. So one of the things I've talked about actually on the show and brought up at my own school board meetings is the fact that we have kids running around with masks on. Now, last I checked, last I did any kind of exerted myself in any way, you're sucking for oxygen, right?
Mm-hmm. And you're breathing in your own CO2.
There you go. Now you got a Pembroke coach who got in trouble for allowing the kids to run without a mask on, right?
He got fired, Pembroke Academy in New Hampshire, fired for refusing to force the kids to wear a mask when they're outside
for
track and field.
You mean like in the sun?
Outside in the sun, in the fresh air, running. He refused to force them to wear masks because he actually follows the science and isn't a moron, and he got fired.
I don't know how we're going to stop this stuff. I'm now finding myself more in line with the convention of states, provided we maintain control. You've got to get term limits up on these people through a convention of states. That's really the only way to do it. And we got to take it back. We got to take it state by state by state. We have to take it back. There's no way around it.
So what I'm noticing, Joe, is, excuse me, it's not. It's going to be private organizations and private businesses who are the downfall of all of this. They're following along with what the halfwits in the government say, knowing full well it's useless. But if the government continues to do this kind of stuff, it can be considered tyrannical, right?
Right.
But if private businesses make certain requirements and they all do it, or they make it so you can't come in unless you have a vaccine passport. They're the ones who are going to be the downfall.
I want to see how they're going to push that like they are now. I mean, they're letting tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands by the time we get done, illegals push over the border. And
that doesn't matter.
Well, my point, though, is they're running all around the place. They're letting them loose in the cities,
yeah.
And our kids can't go to school.
Right. Oh, but the illegal immigrant kids are being taught by California school teachers who volunteered. They're being in-person taught. We aren't.
Yes.
Our kids aren't.
Yep. Yeah. It's not going to stop until we take it back. It's not going to stop until we get these yahoos out of office.
We are our own downfall because too many people just followed along, went along, and said, okay, sir, please, sir, may I have some more? They didn't stop. Take a breath for a minute. Do some research to understand that most of the stuff that was put, mandates that were put into place were BS.
Yep.
They did nothing to stop the spread of COVID. I don't understand. Well, apparently, most people can't do math. I don't expect you to understand graphs well. But when you see, okay, here's when COVID, you know, started getting really, really pushed out there, even though it was probably here since October, November. But then we put mask mandates in and we shutdowns and all this other stuff. And, oh, it still rose. So your mandates and your shutdowns isolating people did not work.
Well, look at
Texas. To
stop the
spread.
They just put out the numbers where they killed the mask mandate almost a month ago, and their numbers are dropping.
Yeah, of course.
Let's keep ignoring science. Well, real science anyhow, right? It's amazing to me.
The left wants to continue pushing this because they want to continue to push to see how many mandates that harm people they can put into place. How much will the sheeple just listen and do what they're told? How much fear can they put on Americans to the point where Americans just say, sure, I'll give up any of my freedoms or liberties. I don't care. It's going to keep me safe.
Yep. You know, again, and you look at what's happening around you. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. But you've got Charles Barkley now. I mean, not like they're going to shut him down. Openly talking
right.
about how politicians are trying to turn blacks and whites against each other. He must have heard my show.
He's right.
I've been saying that for a while. They want
He's 100%
bloodshed,
right.
You know?
Yep.
Seriously. Joe Messina, your
That's
host,
exactly
is the real title
it.
Of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Joe's in your house. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's what we want. We want you to be part of the solution. But let me bring her on, because I always have a good time when she's on with us, and she brings some clarity to the conversation. Kimberly, you do. Kimberly Marin joins me. I'm usually all over the place because I'm so irritated about something. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week and tries to keep the conversation moving forward. So, anyhow, what are you up to right now?
Not
your
much.
Blood pressure up to, like, 210 over... No, seriously, we talked about this earlier, and I said to you, Charles, I don't know how he gets away with this, because they usually tear up everybody else, and I'm not a big sports guy, so I don't really know, but Charles Barkley is now taking heat, because he said politicians are trying to turn blacks and whites against each other. But this is not new. I've been talking about this on the show forever. They need a bloodbath, don't they?
That's what they look. The left has been sowing derision, division, and hatred since Obama got into office, even before then. But it was really, it really became obvious and clear to anyone paying attention that's when it really started. Like, outwardly sowing derision, division, and hatred between different races, different genders, different sexes, whatever you want to say. They started that, and it's only gotten worse over the years.
Yeah,
it's all intentional.
Yeah, there was a large group of when they were doing research during Obama's presidency, and many, even in the black community, thought that the racism was on the rise, that it actually got worse under Obama. Go figure that one out.
It did, because Obama, because of his division and derision. Mm-hmm. He didn't unify anybody like he said he was going to do. He was more derisive and divisive than any other modern president, any other president in modern history, aside from now, of course, Joe Biden.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Joe's going to take the cake. I didn't think it was possible, but he's going to take the cake on this one big time.
I'm pretty sure Obama backed Joe Biden because he said, "Oh, I already have the award for worst president in modern history. I don't want to go down in history with that." Here, Joe. And Joe said, "Okay."
God. So yeah, yeah. Here, Joe says, "Hold my teeth. Watch.
Hold my beer."
So. Barkley goes on to say, "Man, I think most white people are, and black people are great." Now, he said, "I really believe that in my heart, but I think our system is set up where our politicians, whether they be Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other. And that helps them grasp the power through the money." And he's right on. He's 100% on.
He's 100% right on. Think about it, Joe. As long as we're divided, they can create chaos, they can push all this crap forward, they can spend us into oblivion, which is going to cause inflation, really harm the black community the worst, and poor communities the worst.
Yep.
The worst. If we all united, if we all got together and united against the political class, they'd be screwed.
Yep. No, you're exactly right. They wouldn't know what. Well, they never know what to do when we actually come together. They never know what to do. You know, I always liken it to the time the Via Ragu realized that they were trying to take God out of the platform. He's like, "Oh my God, you throw me to the wolves up here." I see that happening a lot with the rank and file. You know, they never really understand what's being done or being sold to them until they start living it out. Right? Yeah.
Yep.
And it's just amazing.
And that's one of the problems. And, you know, until people take a step back and look and say, "Hey, you know what? They are intentionally dividing us. What the hell is going on?"
You
know. And unfortunately, they know that they can get away with it and do it. I mean, that's how Venezuela ended up becoming the cesspool that it is now. They did the same thing over there.
Yeah, I live in North Venezuela here in California, where they can shut off the power anytime they want to, and just and the food shelves. I was sending Tammy pictures. I went shopping to pick up a couple of quick things over the weekend, and I'm looking at the food shelves. There's like nothing there again. They're very sparse.
What?
So I'm going, you know,
why?
There's no reason for it. There's absolutely no reason for it. You know?
Wow.
Yeah. So what they're doing, I think some of it is slow conditioning. Right? Conditioning you to be used to, instead of grabbing, I don't know, three boxes of cereal, you're only going to grab one because that's all that was on the shelf. Or whatever.
Right.
It's just interesting to watch how it's playing out. It's interesting to watch how they're rolling things up so that they can condition us to believe a certain thing or work a certain way.
That's interesting. There should be no reason for you having shortages in California.
Absolutely. Well, no. That and don't, like I said, don't forget the shortages of, there was food. Oh, the electricity.
Well,
and then
electricity we get because they're morons, but food I don't understand.
No, I don't understand that either. Oh, and gas prices at $5 a gallon. We're just under $5 in most of the areas I drive around. Anyhow,
they're gonna get higher. Thanks, Joe Biden.
Oh, it's all Trump's fault, though. Remember that.
I haven't
heard one thing. I haven't heard them take responsibility for one thing yet. Not a thing.
And they don't give credit like for the vaccine stuff. You know what's really funny is most people aren't moron. Okay, I take that back.
Watch it. You better.
Most people are going to realize how stupid it sounds when Biden says, "Oh, the gas price is rising. That's Trump's fault." Most people know better. I don't care what side you're on.
Yo, fool, didn't you stop the drilling on federal land? Are you the one that stopped? I'm just curious here. right?
Seriously. I mean, it's hilarious.
But come on, Kim. Most people aren't paying attention. The average person going about their day, you know, the quote-unquote rank-and-file person, just cranking along, they're not really thinking. You know, they see the gas prices go up, they go shooting through ABC, CBS, ABC, DFG, you know, or CNN, and they see the title says, Biden blames Trump for rising gas prices. Like, okay, all right, well, you've already been taught to hate Trump. That's not an easy one to swallow after that, is it?
Right? Exactly.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. go ahead.
I just don't see how we ever learn. We can, more and more people have become informed. I believe that, but too many aren't. And then you have corporate media, social media, businesses now interfering, and I'm just in general across the board of all these different things. How do you fight against that?
Did you see?
You got to keep informing people and telling them the truth.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I don't know if you noticed that Don Lemon was crying on the show because of,
what, did he break a nail?
Yeah, yes. I don't know. I just think this is funny. Anyway, and it's not going to stop anytime soon. They're going to keep the pressure on because they believe themselves to be true. If you look at the interviews, which I get the biggest kick out of, all right, you look at the interviews and the Democrat usually stops talking when they're being they're being talked over by somebody else, and then they pick it up right where they left off. And or if they're asked a question that will take them in a different direction that they have to answer, they pick up where they left off. It's the same garbage.
Yeah. It's like they don't even, at this point, they don't even listen to what the response from the other person was.
Yeah. The other thing is that Stacey Abrams now. She's having a little bit of heartburn because it didn't dawn, ready for this one? This is perfect though. It didn't dawn on her that to be so many small black owned businesses hurt by the MLB, by moving the MLB moving the game out of Georgia. All those little businesses that cropped up the decision was made 2 years ago, to have the games there. So, people have been getting ready for it, they've been winding up for it. And now coming off the heels of a bad economy and all this, this should have been a slam dunk. But no, she can't think that deep.
Are you kidding?
You're going to make me spew all my coffee. Yeah. Seriously. But none of them do. None of them think I'll pass their elbows. Seriously.
No. They can't. And it's just becoming more obvious by the day.
Yep.
And I don't know how that's going to end.
We have to do it. I'm telling you, people need to listen. We have to do it. City council, school board, water board, state positions. We have to take it back at the state level. You see what the states are doing right now. Some of them have picked up on nullification. Some of them are starting to crank forward. It's the only way we're going to take it back because we're not going to do it at the federal level. It's just not going to happen.
Right. There's too much swamp money in D.C. that once you get elected, it's hard to kick you out. Sorry.
Right.
It's hard to get rid of that person because they have so much money behind them that anybody who runs against them can most likely never equal that amount of money.
It would be great to do some kind of, I haven't got time to talk, do some kind of Marshall takeover, do an audit of the books. Go through every one of these Congress people. Like, Pelosi's husband right now is slated to pick up big bucks out of the program. Oh, my God. I'm talking over myself. Quick, tell people where to find you.
GrantCraft.com and Conservative IND on Twitter.
Trevor Zeed, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far.